This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. North Park Center turns 50 this week. For half a century, North Texans have been shopping at Neiman's, soaking up the air conditioning and snacking on food court fare. It's Dallas's high-end shopping center, and it's diverse too, from the stores to the visitors. With well over 200 stores, it's not an overstatement to say North Park has something for everyone. In fact, most shoppers have mapped out their own very specific mall route.
Nordstrom's and Neiman's and Nespresso.
Forever 21, H&M, Urban Outfitters.
GameStop and now Microsoft Store.
Claire's, Justice, Build-A-Bear.
Chipotle, Sonic.
The Mac Store, and we're headed to Perch.
North Park is a place where you can spend $5,000 on shoes in the time it takes you to order a $5 sandwich at the food court.
We kind of describe North Park as being Gap to Gucci. We see people that spend all levels of money here. They shop in different stores. We have a movie theater. We have restaurants. I mean, there are so many things that you can come to North Park for.
Victoria Snee is the head of marketing for the shopping center and says the diversity of stores matches the diversity of shoppers. Some people have standing appointments at Nordstrom, others buy a pretzel at Auntie Anne's and spend the day browsing. Snee says it's that phenomenon that makes North Park a destination.
You really have to just grow with the demand, and we're seeing people that come to North Park not only from around North Texas, not even from around the country, but internationally.
50 years ago, North Park didn't have global appeal. To Darwin Payne, it was simply an irritating newspaper assignment.
I was a courthouse reporter for the Dallas Times Herald at the time, and I was very pleased to have that as a beat. And I was shocked one day when the news editor called me in and wanted me to take a week off to go to North Park, where they were constructing this huge shopping center.
It didn't take long for Payne to figure out North Park was going to be big. Just a few months after the shopping center opened, a newspaper ran a story claiming that on any given Saturday, there were more shoppers at North Park than there were in all of downtown Dallas. When developer Raymond Nasher picked a spot to build, Payne says he was thinking ahead.
When it opened, you know, it was way out at Northwest Highway and Central Expressway. And nowadays, that's really like the center of town.
The mall is equally close to working-class neighborhoods and upper-middle-class neighborhoods. You can take DART to get there, or you can drive over in your Tesla and plug in at one of the mall's charging stations. Shopper Pam Frank says you can have a different experience every time you go.
Do we want to buy a $540 pair of Todd loafers today, or do we want to just go get a cookie?
Or you can opt out of spending altogether and just gaze at the public art collection. Dozens of sculptures, paintings, even retro advertisements for Mac computers and mobile gas. During the holidays, people wait for hours to visit the mall's iconic Santa, the same one North Park's had for 25 years. Kids slide on the concrete planters by Neiman Marcus, teenagers people watch at the food court, adults take advantage of covered parking and free AC.
You see pictures of downtown Dallas, let's say in the 40s, the 50s, when it was crowded, the streets were full of shoppers, and that's where downtown Dallas is right now at North Park. All those people going all directions, carrying bags, and generally feeling very good.
From a 97-acre cotton field to one of Dallas's premier shopping destinations, all in 50 years. Courtney Collins, KERA News.